Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society, and of course I am here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of our little show.
Obviously I'm here, or else you wouldn't be recording.
That's true. How are you?
Another week.
What, another week till vacation?
Well, no, another week recording.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Keeps coming up quicker and quicker. Summer's flying by. I can't believe.
It's almost August.
Almost the end of July, and then, holy moly.
And then the kids are back to school.
Oh, that's going to be brutal. It's so nice having summer with no homework on the weekends, and, you know.
You don't have homework.
Well, when they're with me, they bring their homework up, and it's brutal, let me tell you.
Well, yeah, but it's their homework, not yours.
Well, I know, but I have to make sure they do it. I have to help them, and, you know. Parents know.
Those poor kids, you have to help them.
No, I mean, Trent pretty much holds his own, but Brian's had it, you know. Anyway, I don't want to digress into all that, but yes, I'm thankful it's summer. You know what? Last week I mentioned those green books. And I actually went to my bookcase, and I think I called it the magical presence for the second one. It's the magic presence. So the first one is Unveiled Mysteries. The second one was the magic presence. And the third one was the I Am Discourses. And then from there, there's like a bunch of I Am Discourses books, you know, volume 2, 3, 10, whatever. They have all different volumes of it. They have different green books on the invocation and... Not an invocation, but there was something that they used to call it, like declaring, but I forget what that was. But in any event, years ago I used to be all heavy duty into the old Ascended Master stuff. And anyway, if you want to check them out, start off with the Unveiled Mysteries book, and then you go to the Magic Presence and the I Am Discourses. And you can go to the SaintGermainFoundation.org, and here's like the whole scoop from their website. Which was kind of what I was telling you. I forgot, like, I said his name, Guy Ballard, which was his true name, but then he took on, like, one of those religious names, Godfrey Ray King. So if you look at the book, you may say, well, it's not written by Guy Ballard, it's written by, what?
Pull your mic a little closer.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's not written by
there
Guy Ballard, it's written by Godfrey Ray King, but that's what it'll say on the book, Godfrey Ray King, but it was really Guy Ballard. So anyway, 1930, Guy W. Ballard was hiking in Northern California, met the Ascended Master Saint Germain on the side of Mount Shasta. Now, for those of you not familiar with the White Brotherhood and Ascended Masters and all of that stuff, that's where they pretty much, that's their key place is Mount Shasta, and it's a very spiritual place. I've always wanted to go there. I've looked it up on the net. I've planned, you don't know how many times I've planned trips to go to Mount Shasta, but in any event. So
I just keep thinking of the commercial. Wasn't there a...
There was a soda.
Yeah, soda. Shasta.
Ooh, dating yourself now, are we? Okay, his remarkable experiences are recorded in the books Unveiled Mysteries and The Magic Presence, written under the pen name of Godfrey Ray King. First published in 1934, the books have never been out of print. This introduction was followed by more than 3,000 discourses by the Ascended Masters. Out of this dynamic and practical instruction, the I Am activity was founded by Mr. and Mrs. Ballard, under the daily direction of Saint Germain. The purpose of the Ascended Master's I Am activity is to bring help from their octave of life. It gets intense, but trust me, there's all these different octaves and levels and, you know. Anyway, he goes on to say, mankind must have more than ordinary assistance to stand against the accumulation of mankind's disobedience to the laws of life. Physical actions alone cannot solve the world's problems, nor remove the discordant energy which human beings release against each other, usually ignorant of its destructive force. The aim of the true seeker of the light is to protect all that is constructive, to maintain God, or good, ideals by dedicating one's life to God in the highest and most powerful way possible, and to bring forth the fulfillment of God's divine plan for all embodied in America and every nation and all who come in the future. The I Am activity is spiritual, educational, and practical. There are no financial schemes behind it. No admission is ever charged. It takes no political stance in any nation. The parent organization is Saint Germain Foundation, with worldwide headquarters located in Schaumburg, Illinois, excuse me, a suburb of Chicago. It is represented throughout the world by 300 local groups termed I Am Sanctuary or I Am Temple or I Am Study Groups or I Am Reading Room. St. Germain Foundation and its local activities are not affiliated with any organization or persons. In fact, for those of you in New Jersey, there's that little jug handle off of Route 22 in Springfield area. When you take that jug handle, you would look over on your left and you'd see I Am, the I Am Temple. And a lot of times people would say, you know, I think it's even made it to Weird NJ. They've taken pictures of it going, what is this? And I think that's Esther or Bueller or Esther or something. She's got it, one of those old-fashioned names that kind of heads up that temple there. I remember I used to be going down to what was called the Master's Octave in Keyport years ago with a first husband, and we would go every Wednesday night for this meditation group, and somebody would, you know, if Joyce Lynn was there of Earth Spirit, which is in Red Bank, if she were there, she would be channeling, usually, sometimes she channeled through Ascended Master Saint Germain. More often than not, she channeled through Ascended Master Lady Portia. So, and it was cool. The stuff would come through, a lot of instructions, a lot of people, everybody in the group focusing their energies, kind of, it was something about bringing in this capstone or something for this pyramid and really setting the earth right. But it takes a lot more of these groups and a lot more of these people really focusing all this energy to bring forth this light that, you know, so it was a whole big thing. But very interesting stuff. You can order the books and the cards if you're interested from SaintGermainPress.com. So you can check them out or just Google, you know, St. Germain Foundation. Now, I also mentioned to you, because you get on this other tangent of the Ascended Masters, and then there's the Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. And I had this box set. It was one of those things that got lost in what we call the furniture exchange, a.k.a. divorce. But and it kills me because it's like a $55, $60 set of books. It's got all the different books in this nice cardboard little holder.
Well, with all the pressure giving them, you should get a free set.
Yeah, really. But, it you know, this was the one that really, this is the one Baird Spaulding wrote. And it goes through this whole, like, another Indiana Jones type of adventure. And
did he invent the tennis ball?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, different Spaulding. Anyway, well, it says Spaulding, whose name became legend in metaphysical circles during the first half of the 20th century, played an important part in introducing to the Western world knowledge of the masters who are assisting and guiding the destiny of mankind. Born in England at age 4, he went to India. At age 17, he finished the university and went to California, where he stayed 2 years. He then traveled to Heidelberg, Germany, and studied for 8 years, and then returned to California for postgraduate work in archaeology at Berkeley and Stanford. So the guy's no schlep, you know. After years of working with publisher Douglas DeVorce to write and promote the Life and Teaching series, Spaulding died in 1953 in Arizona. Anyway, amazing set. You know, I remember when I was reading, and this was years ago, I read it, you know, I couldn't tell you everything. I remember the one really cool part about how they found this one guy who was in such a deep meditation. He was laying down, and there's this one particular bird, I forget the name of it. This bird is very skittish and will only nest in something that it knows is very stable and very safe and secure. This guy was in such a deep meditative state, he was going out of body. So his astral body was going around and meeting and doing business and stuff, while his body, physical body, remained in this vegetative meditative state. And this bird that's known to only nest something very still was made a nest in this guy's beard. Okay, and that was like, so you got to read these books. It's really neat. You know, you'll learn a lot of the more metaphysical, spiritual stuff, which as a ghost hunter, I think it's good to have a, you know, you're brought up with whatever faith or religion you're brought up with, if you're brought up with one. But I think for ghost hunting or investigating, it's good to have a good cross-section, you know, of everything that could be out there. Just because you never know whose house. So you could be walking into a Hindu family house, and how are you going to be, at least be respectful as well as professional. And it's good to know what you might be up against, what their belief systems might be, and how best to present your findings to them, you know. You're not going to tell, like, a Hindu family, oh, you know, over a burger, you know. Let's discuss what's wrong with, you know.
So make sure to put in your kit red markers.
What is it?
Red markers.
Oh, stop. But anyway, so if you want to check that out, I'll put these links on our page too, but it's the Divorce, it's D E VORSS.com. And that's where you can get the Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East by Baird, which is B-A-I-R-D, Spalding. Anyway, but I will put, it says it's $55.95 for that set. I'm sure if you look on Amazon, maybe get like a new, where eBay. You go to new and used, you might get a little cheaper. But, you know, it's something that once you get and you read it, it's definitely a good keepsake. It's definitely something to go back to. So, anyway, I just wanted to follow up with that to be thorough.
Oh, you know. For a change.
Yes, yes, I'm following through. So how about we do cemetery hunt? Yeah, let's do cemetery hunt. All right, cemetery hunts will be on Saturday night. Or meet and sign the waiver at 9 p.m. and hunt till 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available on the homepage of njghs.net for $20 via PayPal. You cannot pay for and sign up for membership at the cemetery. It has to be done ahead of time. New members, you must announce yourselves to the team leaders so they can take you with them for training. You have to complete at least 2 cemetery hunts in order to be chosen as part of a private investigative team, okay?
Due to some technical issues, this little section is going to have to be recorded by myself. So, too bad. Let's see. Cancellations of the dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the site for last-minute updates, or better yet, join our Yahoo group and have the info blasted right into your email box. Our first cemetery hunt is going to be on July 26th at the Washington Cemetery in Washington, New Jersey with Dina. She's also sent out an email to us for the cemetery hunt in Washington. Mentioned that their people are going to be parking on the South Lincoln Drive. She says that they were doing construction there the last time she looked, but she doesn't know if they still are. Regardless, you can park there, because only a few cars can park in the Dairy Queen parking lot. And the address of the cemetery is 203 South Lincoln Avenue in Washington.
Then the next week, we have August 2nd, the Princeton Cemetery with Greg and Sherry. That's canceled. The Bayview Cemetery with Greg and Sherry is going to be on August 9th. August 16th, the Mount Olivet with Greg and Sherry. And August 23rd, we still haven't figured out yet. August 30th is Rose Hill with Greg and Sherry. And September 6th is to be announced, to be determined, but Dina is the team leader on that one. Dina, come on, let's go. We need what you're doing here.
Shake a leg.
Yeah. All right, we're just going to take a quick break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. I just want to go over the meeting announcements that we have.
Ooh, all these meetings.
I know. Our two meetings, but, you know, it's good. The New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society has two meetings every month. One is always on the first Wednesday of the month. That's our Central Jersey division that meets in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. That's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. And then the other one is always the third Tuesday of the month, which is the North Jersey division, headed up by team leader Dina Chirico. And that's going to be on August 19th. The Central Jersey is going to be on August 6th. The August 19th one meets in the Community Center in Hackettstown at 293 Main Street. Both meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30, and they're free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. If you have some suspicious photos or recordings, feel free to bring it to a meeting because you can have it reviewed during the Share and Scare segment of every meeting. And what else did I want to tell you? Oh, and you can sign up for membership at the meetings as well. Okay, we're out of t-shirts right now. I'm looking to get some more 10th anniversary commemorative t-shirts designed and printed because July is our 10th anniversary for the New Jersey Ghost Hunters
Society. I'm not volunteering any places to get it printed. I got chewed out last time.
You didn't get chewed out. It wasn't even your fault. I mean, they screwed up. They screwed up our inspector ghost out, but I'm going to see. I'll probably go back through the original guy. He was like maybe a dollar more a shirt, but you know what? Every time I see somebody wearing one of those, the gold ones, right. That gold ink, and no matter how many times you wash it, you don't kill it. It always comes back, and it looks good. I haven't had any problems. Mm. What, you've had problems?
Well, I've washed it quite a few times.
Well, maybe quite a few times, but I mean, I've worn it like a nightshirt to wear to bed and then wash it, and I've had no problems. You know. Anyway, so now we're moving on to Parashare. This is the part of the show wherein, if you have a paranormal experience to share, you send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. And all you have to do is send in one, and if you're not a member, you can actually get membership. You can say, I want to be a member in the NJGHS, and here's my parashare.
Losers.
Yeah. You can tell Brian's a little peeved, people, because you're killing me here. I mean, I had to write 3 weeks' worth of shows with no parashares. Just so you know, this is the first of three that we have no parashares. And it won't do me any good for the next 3 weeks. It's great if you send one in when this airs on the 25th, but guess what? It's not going to be until after the August 8th show that we'll be recording again. And at that point, you know, you'll get your membership or whatever. So don't, you know, don't refrain from sending it in. But I'm just telling you, don't be like, I sent it in. You didn't do it right away. It's because we're having to go 3 weeks out because Brian's going on vacation. Now, I spoke with Jeff Belanger today, and he's working on a show for the Travel Channel. You know, he does their writing. And they've already got permission and everything set up to do an investigation of the Essex County Hospital, which is in Cedar Grove, Verona area of New Jersey. There was like the other part, like the asylum part that had been torn down years ago. This place is kind of sealed off and ready to be, you know, what's the word? Leveled. But for now, they do have permission to go in with the TV crew and film on location for the show that he writes for. So, anyway, he contacted me. He's like, do you know anything about it? And I said, well, I personally have never been there, although I've, God knows, I wanted to.
Oh,
you know?
Who wouldn't?
So, anyway, if it all works out, Brian, you and I may get to be there as part of, like, you know, if they need the paranormal group on location,
right, right.
Like the locals. But they just want people to come forth and say, yeah, you know, I was in there on such and such a date one night, and this is what happened, what I experienced. And, you know, it's not like you're going to be penalized or anything like that because you were trespassing. They just want the stories. They want eyewitness accounts of people who have been at this Essex County Hospital in Cedar Grove. So if you have such a thing, email it to Jeff B for Belanger at ghostvillage.com, you know, and tell him Laura sent you so that way he knows you're coming through the NJGHS portal, so to speak. Now, here's some other good news. Paranormal Books and Curiosities is exactly what the name implies, a store dedicated to the paranormal. Paranormal enthusiasts are everywhere, says proprietor Kathy Kelly. I thought the time had come for a brick-and-mortar location dedicated to the subject. Those interested in the subject matter on any level, from fun and curious to serious student and investigator, will find something here. Dude, I will be at this bookstore doing
a
book signing.
You're not a local author yet.
Yeah, I wrote the book.
Is it printed?
It's going to the print at like the end of this month, so I'm told. Anyway, but I am booked at Paranormal Books and Curiosities in Asbury Park for Saturday, October 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. to sign my Ghost Hunting New Jersey book. And she already ordered the copies. She's the one that, you know, I was getting word from Una, who's still down in the Asbury Park area, who was the Harry's Roadhouse connection, okay?
Okay.
So Una and I connected because I was verifying her name for the book. On WeConnect, I found her on MySpace, we connected, and she said, "Ooh, you got to check out this place." She sent me the link to Kathy Kelly's store. I check it out. I'm like, so I bang off an email to Kathy Kelly from my one account. I go back into MySpace, and there's an email coming in from Kathy Kelly via MySpace to me saying, "Hey, I already pre-ordered your book. I'd love it if you'd come down and do a book signing." I'm like, that was weird, because I was just writing you from another account saying, yeah. So October 18th, 2 to 4, I will be down there in Asbury Park doing a book signing. And then that night, from 8 to 9 p.m., I will be at the Washington Theater in Warren County doing a book signing. That's Marco's place, the Haunted Theater in Washington. He is actually seeking a permit to see if I can have the hearse driven right up onto the sidewalk right smack dab in front of his theater. So there you go. But anyway, so check that out, Paranormal Books and Curiosities. It's called their website. Anyway, they're located at 627 Cookman Ave in Asbury Park, and their website is www.paranormalbooksnj.com. Or you can call them at 732-455-3188. Again, I'll put all the info on the website, so don't worry about it. Anyway, now, let's see. There's going to be a show, Most Haunted, is going to be Most Haunted Live is going to air from Gettysburg. And this is a Travel Channel show focusing on the paranormal. We'll visit Gettysburg this fall for a live broadcast. Most Haunted Live Gettysburg will air on the channel from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. Oh, this is similar. This is the one that the 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. at Eastern State that time? Ah, see. Oh, that was a farce. Anyway, it will be on Friday, October 10th, and feature several historical and paranormal spots in the town, such as farms, historical homes, and taverns, according to a statement announcing the visit.
I'd like to know how much they donated to get the federal government to let this go on.
You never know. The team investigating the locations, including lead investigator and host Yvette Fielding. Is she the one that says, "Oh, throw it down the hall"? Pinch
this
in
is the most haunted place I've ever been
in.
Bitch. Excuse me.
Well, Yvette Fielding will use tools such as night vision cameras and also will make the show interactive with webcams and viewer input. Oh, wow. Let's be clear. Interactive.
I'm going to download that free EMF detector on my phone.
Oh, that was a scream, wasn't it? Good Lord. Gettysburg is a bullseye as far as a location for this sort of event. Sue Norton, the show's executive producer. You know, that's why that name sounds... I kept reading this going, Sue Norton. Why is that bugging me as a familiar thing? I do have her email. She's the one that I dealt with when I was supposed... She's the one that wanted me to come down for that Eastern State thing. And it was like... That was the night. It was thick as pea soup with humidity and miserable. Right. And I was thanking God I didn't go, but that's who I dealt with, was Sue Norton. Anyway, Travel Channel is thrilled to hold this investigation at Gettysburg because of its historical significance and the numerous accounts of paranormal activity reported. Now, finally, and keeping with our beautiful background Parashare music, The X-Files. Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny are reprising their roles as Mulder and Scully.
They must have run out of money.
For the X-Files movie. It's called The X-Files, I Want to Believe. Now, Gillian Anderson was saying to get back to the role of Dana Scully was harder than she expected. She said, "It was a little odd," Anderson told Newsweek for his July 21st issue. "It was more disconcerting than I anticipated. I expected it to be a breeze, but I tried so hard since the series ended to do things as different as possible from the character. When I was faced with making acting decisions on that character again, my brain started backfiring and internally combusting," she said. Anderson, who is pregnant with her third child, said she has also been spending time buying and selling houses in London, California, Canada, and elsewhere. Now, there's a big dichotomy, huh? London and California, you know. Okay, and Canada. I like doing up houses and getting into the architecture, she told the magazine. The X-Files ran from 1993 to 2002 on the Fox network. Anderson reunites with co-star David Duchovny. Hottie. He's still a hottie. For the X-Files, I want to believe, the second feature film spun off from the paranormal series. So the movie is going to be in theaters July 25th when this little show uploads. And there's some news. Not news of the weird, but paranormal stuff.
News from Ghost Village.
News from Ghost Village, yeah. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hi, I'm Donna Kent, President of Cosmic Society of Paranormal Investigation, and you're listening to The Deadline.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week we didn't have Haunted Trivia. This week we do, and again, I'm making them so insanely easy, because A, I don't have time to deal with this crap. B, nobody listens to it anyway. So C, you're getting really easy Haunted Trivia.
Wow.
This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of incredibly easy. Here you go. What is the name of Taps TV show? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the book, The Only 127 Things You Need, A Guide to Life's Essentials by Donna Wilkinson. Ever wish you could strip your life down to the bare essentials, that you could declutter not only the physical items littering your home, but also the endless to-do lists flooding your mind? But what to throw away and what to keep? Donna Wilkinson spoke to 60 leading experts, authorities on nearly every aspect of life, to discover the only 127 things you really need. This book retails for $14.95. It is a softcover. Anyway, don't forget to sign up for the Paranormal Intensive 2008 coming to Hackettstown September 20th, okay? It's at njghs.net/paraintensive.html. Each workshop is only $25 per person. You can register for the ones that you want. And, of course, the presenters will be there with their books and wares to sign and autograph them and sell them, blah, blah, blah. That night, dinner and spirit circle, right? with Jane Doherty.
Yep.
At the Haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. That is $60 per person. It runs from 7 to 10 p.m. and includes dinner, tax, tip, and the Spirit Circle. So stay tuned to the NJGHS.net website or sign up for our Yahoo groups, which, again, the link is right on the homepage. And if you want membership, that's on the homepage of the NJGHS.net site with the PayPal link, so I can't make it any easier. It's costing me $30 a month, people, to have this PayPal virtual terminal, so let's make use of it, okay? Humor me. Use a credit card once in a while so I know, like, ah, I didn't just throw $30 out the window again this month. You know, hello. Anyway, good enough. Anything else to add?
No, I think we're pretty good.
Good. All right. Thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
As always, our wonderful team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Tirico. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.